Audiomo 2015, day two, and today we're going to be talking about soreness and muscle pain. Typical man, barely 2 days into it and he's complaining of bodily ailments. But where there are ailments, there are cures, and of course in the West, we have Western medicine to ride to the rescue, or we can go the traditional medicine route. Well, let's just look at my options. Let's see what's available to me. Let's look at Western medicine first. Western medicine, if I went to the doctor or if I went to a chemist and I said, I've got some sore joints, I've got some sore muscles, they would probably give me a painkiller, maybe an anti-inflammatory, and they come with the most exotic names. Oh my goodness, this is just incredible. This is like straight out of science fiction. You've got Traxam pain relief, you've got Felbenac, you've got diclofenac, you've got diethylamine salicylate. Now, I'm a writer. I'm seeing words here with letters grouped together that I've never seen grouped together. I can't get the words over my tongue. I'm looking at tetrahydrofurfuryl salicylate. And I don't mean this in a bad way, but you'd almost have to be Welsh to be able to wrap your tongue around that. I mean, you need that kind of level of linguistic expertise and linguistic limberness to say these words. I don't know how doctors manage it. And no wonder doctors' handwriting is so dreadful. It's not that the handwriting is dreadful. It's they just don't know how to spell these words. They have this code, I'm sure. They have a scribble and the chemist just knows what the scribble means, but they don't necessarily know how to spell these words. It's unbelievable. Let me just see if I can find another one for you here. Meloxicamobiflex, dexketoprofen. See, I would actually need an anti-inflammatory for my tongue if I were to say any more of these words. That would be the effect of saying these words on my tongue. But I'm not going this route. It would be too easy to go and get an anti-inflammatory, either a cream or a gel or a tablet or what have you, and a painkiller. No, that's too easy. It's not interesting either. It's interesting to the pharmaceutical industry, but really it's not what I'm interested in. I'm quite curious to see what natural remedies there are for sore muscles and sore joints. Well, I did a little bit of research and I did it online. And just to tell you about my methodology, I made sure that there were multiple references. I didn't just go to one site. No, I went to various sites to make sure that there was some kind of correlation, that a number of people were saying the same thing. So for instance, cod liver oil, I think cod liver oil is one of the most accepted things. We all know that cod liver oil is good for us, it's got omega-3 and it does all kinds of wonderful things for us, one of which is helps us look after our joints. And I think we do actually have cod liver oil in the house. I've taken a tablet or a pellet, and of course it's way too early to feel any effects on my muscles and on my joints. And the pain specifically for me is in my hips, and my left hip in particular. I thought it was going to be my knees, but no, it's my hips. I don't know why, but that's where the pain is at the moment. So I've taken the cod liver oil pellet, and I'll take one every day for the next while, and I'll let you know how I feel. I won't be able to attribute it purely to that, because I'm going to try some, if I start to feel better, because I'm going to start to try other things as well. Ginger is another natural remedy for joint pain, apparently. Garlic fried in butter, I've read in several places that is good. Carrot juice mixed with lemon. There you go. Another natural remedy that seems to be very popular, at least I've come across it in a number of locations. But the one I'm going to try for you, because I have it prepared here, is turmeric powder in warm water, which sounds disgusting, but I'm going to try it for you and I shall report back. So I have here turmeric powder. Actually, I'm going to get a pen and just because all the powder has sunk to the bottom of the glass. Let me just mix it up. So it looks quite innocent when you mix it up. It's orange, so it could be orange juice. I have a suspicion though that when I drink this, it's going to be anything but tasting like orange juice. Bear with me. disgusting. Actually, it's not as bad as you might think it is. And it reminds me of Yangona, which is a drink made of a root that is a ceremonial drink in Fiji. And in fact, you'll find it throughout either Polynesian. You might actually find it throughout the Pacific Islands as a traditional drink. And it's drunk at various social gatherings and ceremonies. And turmeric powder mixed with water puts me in mind of that. And it has a bit of a lingering taste. And I wish I had a glass of something else to wash away the flavour of the turmeric as it lingers in my mouth. But I don't. However, I'm going to drink a glass of turmeric every day for the next 30 days to see whether it helps or whether it can contribute to the lessening of the pain in my hip. So there we are. That is today's Audiomo, all about soreness in my joints. Join me again tomorrow when my quest to lose weight and get fitter during the month of June continues. Hold it, stop. I forgot to tell you what exercise I did today. Well, today I swam 1.25 kilometers in the swimming pool here. That's 50 lengths of a 25 meter pool, and took me about 35 minutes. And according to the software I use, and we'll talk about apps later this month, I burned 301 calories. And we'll also talk about how many grams of fat 301 calories represents. But that's all to come.